Good evening. Hi, I'm Debbie Fant. I'm the Director of Public Programs for Northwest Folklife, and I want to welcome you to an extraordinary evening of entertainment from urban Indian youth. This cultural focus this weekend has just been the most extraordinary celebration of traditional culture and emerging culture and urban Indian culture in the Pacific Northwest. It was made possible through the generous support of the Sage Foundation and the GG Foundation, and particularly tonight, the Wyman Youth Trust. Let's please give them a hand. So tonight we've got a celebration of youth, and we've got youth performing, and so it's only appropriate that we have a special MC. Tonight, your MC from KSVR Radio 91.7 Community Radio from the Skagit Valley is DJ Defcon. Please give him a mount welcome.
Yo, how we doing?
That's what I like to hear, y'all. Let's hear that one more time. Are you guys ready for some dope indigenous native hip hop? Let me hear you make some noise. Well, in case you're wondering who I am, like Debbie said, you know, that was pretty hype. You know, let's give it up to Debbie and all of the wonderful organizers of this year's Folklife Festival. You know, when you give me a mic, I can't stand still. You know what I'm saying? I might bust a couple rhymes on my period syllable. In case you're wondering, like Debbie said, I'm your boy, Dangerous DJ Defcon of the mighty KSVR 91.7 FM up in Mount Vernon. You know, they're showing me some love back there. Girl, holler at me after the show, for real. Yeah. So, it's my privilege and my pleasure to introduce a very dope performing arts troupe by the name of Red Eagle Soaring. They're a collection. Let's give it up, y'all, for Red Eagle Soaring. Let's make some noise for Red Eagle Soaring, y'all, on the rear. Real dope performing arts troupe. There's a collection of about 10 urban native youth, all from around the Seattle area that hail from various different tribes from all over the place, and they're doing a really, really dope play for you here tonight to start out our indigenous native theme by the name of Tobacco Leaves, which kind of bringing back the message of tobacco as being sacred, and that, you know, in this day and age, the tobacco has really been used in ways that aren't so sacred anymore. And so, you know, they're bringing you their little message to hopefully do their part to get us back to that. And some of these kids, y'all, tonight, they have never been on stage before, and they're nervous as all get out. So without further ado, let me present to you one more time. Let's make some noise. Let's raise the roof for Red Eagle Soaring. All right, y'all, it's all you. Oh, and that girl at the back, you know, you can holler at me after the show, too, by the way, again. All right, Red Eagle Soaring, y'all. Let's make noise one more time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Larry Cordier. I'm a Lakota from South Dakota. This is Martha Bryce. She's an adopted Tlingit. I'm the managing director. She is our program director. Our director tonight is Rose Cano. And as you know, in colonization, various things have been put in our minds, and one of the things are the borders between North and South. And as you know, whether you're from South or North, we're all Indians. We've all faced that dominant culture telling us what we are and what we aren't. So I'd like to give it up for Rose Cano as our sister who's helping. And as you're going to see, we're infusing some traditional forms with some of the modern forms and telling a story. This story is about decolonization. It's about the dominant culture taking our medicine and turning it into something we don't recognize. And as a part of decolonization, we need to tell our stories. It's a part of the healing. It's a part of using the strengths of our song and our dance to tell this story and give us strength in that fight. So thank you.
Inviting me to your school. I am honored to be here to share our native culture with you. It was good that I was here this morning to hear all about the chemicals they put in commercial tobacco, why you shouldn't mess around with it. I am honored that you have recognized the Native students in your school to understand that we have ways about tobacco that are special to us. We use the sacred tobacco plant with a lot of respect.
Ballin!
Oh yeah, downtown, son.
I know that hearing about tobacco isn't a public thing to talk about. But you know, sometimes we have to hear things that we don't want to hear. And I'm not talking about your music on your G-pods.
iPods!
Yes, yes, whatever those things are. But you know what I mean. And I know that it's hard to hear that you might die years down the road from smoking commercial tobacco. As I'm sure some of your relatives have. Well, I guess those two are in a hurry. As I was saying before, we use the sacred tobacco plant with a lot of respect. Even the plant itself is different. It's an ancient, very pure variety, and no chemicals are ever added. Very different from the tobacco and cigarettes that you see in stores. Nearly all Native tribes have used it in a sacred manner for thousands of years. For prayer, for healing, for communication with the Creator, for spiritual cleansing. Each nation has its own stories about the origin of tobacco. I would like to tell you a story about how tobacco came to my people. A crow story. Long time ago, there was a woman of powerful beauty. She gave birth to twin sons, but did not know who the father was. Then the beautiful woman sang her sons to sleep with a heartbreaking lullaby. And everyone who heard it took pity on her.
The assembly be over by the time you get this lit.
I'm trying, dang. Stop breathing on it. Move back.
Oh, man, forget you.
You want to use my matches?
Oh, we're not doing anything.
I didn't think you were.
Is it over?
No, but it will be if your kids keep smoking like that.
We're not smoking.
Really? Man, things change, don't they? I always thought if someone held a cigarette to their lips, that it was called smoking. Isn't that something? How's your granddad doing these days, Frankie? I bet he here liked to hear things went today. I hope he stopped smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah? Too bad you didn't stick around to hear one of our stories. What happened? You already knew what I was gonna say?
Nah.
Well, it might have made you feel good to hear it. That's why we have our stories and tell them. It makes you feel good right here. I guess I have to tell your grandparents that I saw you here and that you want to want more about our tobacco. Excuse my language.
Yeah, about that. Maybe we can tell him.
Well, I hope you do. It's important. Well, I guess I'll see you kids later. I told you teachers I'd be back when everyone wants to hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
Later.
Oh.
Well, dang. I have to go anyway. I see everyone lined up over there.
Yeah, I'll try and get another one tomorrow. My mom just bought a new pack. She doesn't ever miss them.
This is what we need. I expect you'll pick him up this weekend on time. He's your son. I know you did. Yes! I'm sorry, Sam. It's just stressing me out. I'm gonna go to the store and get some groceries. Would you like anything special?
Yeah, can you get me a big liter of Coke?
No! You've already had too much soda this week. All that sugar and caffeine is bad for you. I'll get you some juice. Stay there with me, okay? I know this is hard on you, too. I haven't even had a chance to ask you what you did in school today.
I'm all right.
Good. Maybe we can pack a few things. You know we've got to move into a smaller place. Oh, man. There's so much to do. You should have a snack. I think there's some chips in there. I'll be back in a while.
I'm all stressed out. It's nothing like a cigarette to calm me down. There's so much to do. We have to pack.
The beautiful woman sang her sons to sleep with a heartbreaking lullaby, and everyone who heard it took pity on her. Finally, Earth claimed the first boy as his son and called him Earth Boy. The stars took the second son, and he was known as Star Boy. When the boys were near manhood, they began to behave differently from their friends. Earth Boy stopped following the buffalo everywhere and began to stay close to his home, only interested in carefully observing the plants and herbs. Star Boy began to wander far beyond the buffalo, One day, he came to the foot of a high mountain. He climbed higher and higher. And then, somewhere near the sky, a shining silver man appeared to him. He told him that he was his father. He said, "To show my love and concern for you, my son, I will give you a gift of great strength and colors of the sunset. Keep this plant with you wherever you wander. In the springtime, plant it everywhere you go and harvest it when it is tall. It will make all your people strong and free." With these words, the star plunged his hands into his silver chest. When he pulled them out again, they were full of tobacco leaves. Ed, you shouldn't fall asleep like that. You could burn your house down.
You can burn your house down.
What?
Family, I love you all so much. You give me a home, you feed me well, you take me places and you're there for me. I would do anything for you. What are you guys doing with my stuff? That's my favorite trophy. I ran so fast that day. Oh, that's my favorite video game. Granddad, I want to show you how to play. Thanks for being so interested in everything I like to do. I'll just put my stuff away now. Hold on a sec.
We loved you.
No, wait! Why are you leaving me?
Remember who you are.
Tobacco is sacred.
Remember our ways.
grounded for a week. I can't do anything except go to practice and walk home afterwards.
But you didn't even do anything. So what's the big deal?
Auntie kept bringing stuff up. You'll get addicted, she said. If you smoke tobacco, you'll want to try to experiment with other stuff. You know how grown-ups are, always so worried about everything.
Yeah. What about that assignment we got?
I know, crazy. We have to write 2 pages on the assembly, and we weren't even there. Everyone else only had to write a paragraph. I asked somebody for their notes, but they told me to buzz off because they saw us leaving early. I didn't think anyone saw us.
Why don't you ask your grandma for some help? I bet you she probably knows all about them, you know, old-time medicines and stuff like that. How them Indians used to use them to turn invisible and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea. She knows a lot. But, the invisible thing, I think you got that mixed up with Harry Potter. I never heard that one.
Yeah, I guess I must have saw it in a movie or something. Anyways, check it out.
I don't know.
Come on, I saw one of those coaches smoking before.
I don't know. My chest kind of hurt today when we were running.
They can't be smoking from smoking for a little while.
Maybe not. But my auntie might smell it on my clothes. She was pretty mad at me.
I have some gum. And by the time we walk home, the smell will be gone.
Well, okay. You like this a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to. My dad says you can quit at any time. At least that's what he used to tell my mom. But she can't quit now. I guess I can call my grandpa and ask him to help me with this report. Man, this is crazy. Just like, I have to move to a new house and everything. It's all small. I have to get my dog away.
Well, maybe I can keep your dog. That way you can still see him every day. I'd have to wait till I'm not grounded anymore before I ask, though.
That'd be cool. Thanks.
Paper on tobacco. We have to write about the traditional use.
Really? Like what? That is not something that's talked about in everyday conversation. You do know that some things are only talked about at special times?
Yeah, nothing like that. We had an assembly today, and Rusty Rivers was there. We have to write about what was talked about, I guess so we'll remember. But I had to leave for a minute, and I missed some important things.
Ah. For Rusty Rivers, he's a really good one to speak to. He knows what he's talking about. Let's see. I had a little flyer from the health board. That might be okay to use. And you can always call your grandma, too.
She knows everything. You know? I remember her telling us how Chippewa ways of using tobacco. She knew where it grew, and she'd gather it and dry it herself, and smoke it in a special pipe. Or make cloth prayer ties and offer them to the fire.
Why'd she burn them?
She used to say that the smoke connects us to the spirit world, since the tobacco roots go deep into the earth and the smoke rises high into the sky. And she would sometimes give some as a gift when people came to visit. Some people sprinkle it on the ground or offer it to someone doing a ceremony, but different tribes have different customs. It's really sad that we've gotten away from those ways. I'll look for that flyer. I hope you're not going to be smoking again after all this talk. How long are you grounded?
1 week. I was hoping you wouldn't say anything to Mom and Dad.
Here it is. I had to tell them. They're your parents. They need to know everything that you're doing. Besides, if it were me, I'd have made it 1 month, including weekends. Let's see.
1 month?
Here we go. 10 principles for traditional tobacco use. Respect traditional tobacco for all of its uses and purposes. Use the traditional tobacco to call upon the creator and the helpers. Hey, I don't need to do your homework for you. Here, you read it. Or do you want to read it out loud to me? Maybe you should, since you don't seem to remember all the bad stuff you put into cigarettes.
No, I can read it.
Good. Okay. And call Grandma when you're finished. She can help you too. I've probably forgotten a lot of what she's taught. Since you're busy, I'll do the dishes tonight. Look, I don't like scolding you or getting you into trouble. I'm not the enemy, okay? Neither are your mom and dad. We're on your side. You understand?
I'll start in 20 minutes, okay?
I'll just take a little rest first. Maybe if I just lay this on my head, it'll melt into my brain.
Benzene!
Benzene!
mess anyway. What are you lying on?
I don't want to do this report. Maybe I can do it in the morning. I could call Grandpa and help, ask him for some help, too. Let's see. Mom, I'm not feeling so good. No, that won't work. Mom, my eye hurts. No, then she'll just take me to the eye doctor. I better just stick with not feeling so good. Speaking of eyes, I think it's time for me to get a little shut-eye. Maybe I should have a cigarette before I go to sleep. Nah, I'll save it before the morning.
On the job, I see.
Did my grandpa send you?
No. He's long gone. Sorry to say it. I came on my own.
Are you here to help us move? Did, you know, you talk to my mom? Because she's not here right now.
It hurts my heart to say, I haven't seen her in years. Nope.
Well, can you tell me who you are at least?
May I have a smoke? I brought one for you, too.
I guess so. Well, aren't you going to tell me who you are?
Let's see if you can guess. When I was 8, I fell out of a tree and cut my arm. Right here.
No way, crazy. So did I.
Hey, check this out. That same year, I got dragged on a merry-go-round and had to have gravel dug out of my knee.
No way, man, so did I. That's bizarre.
I had my first cigarette when I was 14 with my best friend, Frankie. We got caught at a school assembly. Rusty Rivers, yeah, he caught us. We were too cool to be in there listening to his la, 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 la tobacco stories. I wish I could hear him now, though. Yeah, I was real cool.
Wait, who are you?
My mom died from cancer when she was only 49.
You better get out of here, man.
Don't like what I'm telling you?
Who are you?
You know who I am.
You're me, aren't you? Don't say that about my mom.
She wouldn't quit. That's what happens.
Well, what about you? I mean, you're still here, and you're kind of, well, you're gross.
Yeah, I'm still here. But this is what I got to live with. Cigarettes have ways of taking people, too, without killing them.
Well, what if all this is true, what about my family? Do I have any kids of my own to help me out with this?
No. Anyone who likes you or ever loved you got tired of the smoke and left. Sorry, but if it does help, you had some real cute ones who liked you. And some really amazing ones who loved you.
Well, what about Frankie? Don't tell me the cigarettes took Frankie, too.
Like I said, cigarettes have more than one way to take people. Frankie's still around. She's still smoking. In fact, let's call her in here.
Yeah, Frankie!
Hey, Frankie! Come back! Oh, well. She's been kind of a recluse these days, you know, since she kind of messed up her looks.
This is all just way too much, man. I can't take this. I'm too tired for this.
You gonna fall asleep on me? If you were any other person, I'd say you're being quite rude. But since you're me, or I'm you, it's me and you, I think I'll just go. Have a nice life. I'll be seeing you around, kid. Oh, wait. Hey, don't you want to hear the rest of the story that Rusty told us?
What story?
The story from the assembly. You walked out before you could finish it. Remember? Rusty was telling us the right way to use tobacco.
With these words, Star plunged his hands into his silver chest. When he pulled them out again, they were full of tobacco leaves. When Starboy came down from the mountain, he found his brother, Earthboy, and offered to share the tobacco with him. Earthboy smiled and said,
"My brother, you do not need to climb mountains to have visions. While you were gone, I met my father too. And he gave me a gift and some secrets as well. He told me that no matter how different our people become, we will never quarrel."
Earthboy pulled out the pipe that his father had given him, made from the bone and willow of his home. Starboy filled the pipe with tobacco his father had given him. And together they smoked. Starboy said,
"My brother, your people, the Crow, will be as strong as buffalo and as free as wind. My people, the Hidatsa, will be as strong as rock and steady as sunrise. But no matter how different our people become, we will never quarrel. Your father has given you the way of tobacco, and mine has given me the way of the medicine pipe. Together with your plant and my pipe, we will never quarrel."
The Creator knows tobacco's strength, its sacredness, and the tragic consequences of its abuse. So let him take your pain, because he's strong enough to bear it. Creator, Please help this child.
Help him to understand the sacredness of tobacco.
Ancestors in the East,
give this boy health and wisdom.
Ancestors in the South,
let no harm come to him.
Ancestors in the West,
put a wall of protection around him.
Ancestors in the North,
pour many blessings upon him.
Is that really you?
I'm sorry I'm so late.
Mom, no! I want you to stop, please.
Oh, I will. One of these days.
Mom, no! I need you to stop. I need you to stay around for a long time, please.
I can't just quit. I'll gain weight. My diabetes.
Mom, I need you to quit. Don't you love me?
Of course I do. You know I do.
Well then, can you throw him away now?
Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling fine now that you're here.
I can't do it. I'll chew my fingernails.
I have some gum, and I'll cut you some carrots to chew on. Whatever you need.
What brought all this on? Could you live with a cranky mom for a while?
Be even more terrible if you got sick and died. If you're here, Mom, we can do anything.
Okay, I'll try. First, I'm going to relax with a hot bath. Could you make sure the tub is clean while I get a bite to eat? Go ahead, throw them out. It was my last pack anyway. I didn't have time to stop by the store and get more. Then, need to go to bed.
I need to talk to you too about some homework that I may have to hand in a little late. But I'll do it though.
I'll help you. But you'll have to help me too. You have responsibilities like your chores and your schoolwork that you have to do. That way, I can focus on what I need to do without any extra worry. I can be a little less stressed if you try and keep your grades up. I can be a little calmer if you clean up every time after you make something to eat. Things like that. Do you understand? If we can cut down on some stress here, I may have an easier time quitting.
Okay, Mom. I'll try.
Okay. We'll both try. Sorry about your dog.
It's okay. One more thing. I have to call Frankie.
It's too late to be calling right now.
But I have to call Frankie. I have to make sure she brushes her teeth before it's too late.
You've got 2 minutes. You both need to get some rest.
Hey, Frankie. Yeah, it's me. Did you do your paper? All right, cool. Did you brush your teeth? No, it's not a trick question. Did you brush your teeth? Okay, cool. Why? I'll tell you about it tomorrow. I gotta go help my mom with some things. Yeah, all right, I'll see you tomorrow.
march out to Toa.
Don't smoke!
Red Eagle soaring. Give it up. We'd like to thank our director, Rose Cannell. Rose.
Thank you.
Rose. Martha Bryce. Thank the Seattle Health Board for underwriting this. Great job. I'm so proud.